because of the spiritual environment that we're about to go in, we're going to need to do more prayer than praying and reading. Ephesians 1, that prayer, my girls didn't know it because I didn't tell them, but that prayer in Ephesians 1, that's the one we're going to pray on because of the revelation and the illuminations that are coming out to the church. Your life will be tremendously changed tonight. When I first woke up this morning, God spelled a word out to me. L-O-C-K. Lock. So that means tonight you will be unlocked. There's a lot of things that are locked down in the church that apostolically and prophetically has to be changed. And we have to move from the logos, which is the written word, to the rhema, which is the spoken word. So I have to train you how to receive a rhema and how to speak a rhema. A rhema means a live word, a word that God has personally spoken to you, personally for yourself, watch me now, and ministry. Turn it the other way around. Personally for ministry, then for yourself. And so selfishness going to leave us. All of us got some. You know, you want what you want, you know. But here in Ephesians, I think the apostle is an apostolic prayer to prepare our hearts for ramas. And you know what I say what a rama is, right? A rama is a live word from God to you. That Bible in your hand can remain to be a logos because it's the written word. But when the written word is taken over by the rhema that God is speaking directly to you, it becomes a live word. Then when you repeat it after God spoke to you, it's just like God talking. Yes, sir. So you see what can happen, and I'm talking too long. See, what can happen is you can be trying to make things happen with a logos. And you wonder why it's not happening. But you didn't stay with it long enough for it to become personal to you as a rhema. So Word of Life Christian Center is going to start operating on rhemas. I'm going to train you how to hear clearly, because that word lock this morning is a lot of things that are held back from us because we're not flowing in a rhema. We don't wait for a rhema. We just confess. No, you're not to meditate. And then when he speaks to you alive, your faith hook up with a rhema, you become God voices. That's why Jesus never had no turn down. He always was speaking rhema. Jesus said many times in Scripture, I don't do nothing but what I see my Father do. So the Scripture show you what the Father would do in that situation, and you do the same thing. It's a golden privilege. I don't care how long I talk. It's a golden privilege that we have, but we've been robbed of by men day, women day, this day, that day, and all them days. And we need to be attending to the word. Okay? So here in Revelation, the Apostle Paul saw that in the church. And he heard of their faith at 15th verse. In the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. Then he says, I'm going to take you deeper into fellowship with God. And that's what I have to do tonight. It'd be astonishing to you what God has said. But he's going to take a hold of you. I saw on Sunday some things were taking a hold of people. We're talking about hearing his voice. And I'll do a whole series on that. I'll keep preaching on that. So here, you see, Paul said there's so many things God want us to operate in that the world can't operate in. But he gives us a whole lot of things here. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you in the 16th verse, making mention of you in my prayer. Then he goes on to say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, now notice, the spirit of wisdom, and revelation and knowledge of him. Three powerful words: wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. See? So because you're going to have this type of wisdom, this type of revelation, this type of knowledge to even receive the shifting that is taking place in the spirit. And once the shift takes place in the spirit, you don't have to worry about the culture. Culture can do what they want. You know, a man can marry a dog if he wants. Don't make no difference. You're gone. All right? But you're going to have to be in revelation. You're going to have to be in knowledge. You're going to have to be in wisdom beyond Bible reading. You see what he asked for? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, and the spirit of knowledge. You see it? All right, and then he goes on. Now he goes to your eyes. He goes to your heart. He's not talking about your physical eyes. He wants you to start seeing with your heart. Huh? I say he wants you to start seeing with your heart. What that mean? He wants you to start seeing like him. The situation don't mean nothing if you got the revelation. You better write that down. The situation don't mean nothing if you got the revelation. But if you're just reading to the situation gonna talk back to you. Because y'all on equal level. And sometimes the situation is stronger than you because it got a revelation of the devil. And you don't have a revelation of God. So the devil working with a revelation, you read. You heard that? The devil working on demonic revelation, and you reading local word to him, talking about chapter 5, verse 14. And you haven't sat with the word long enough for the word to speak to you. And all I heard now is, my whipping days are over. My days of getting whipped is over. I mean, when you hear this, when you see this, when you understand, oh my God, I locked. So many things are locked from you, even though you're praying an hour a day, even though you're reading the word of God. But so many, your healing, your health, your wealth, your joy, your peace, so many things are locked away. Such a wishing shouldn't change you. Matter of fact, listen to this. When you get to understand this, such a wishing will promote you. Because why? The situation will make you go to another level in your, lack of better words, sonship or daughtership. It'll make you move in the spirit on a situation, and you'll go to another level. Now, notice, we might get a chance to pray 5 minutes. Look, notice the verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. See now, may know. And my guessing, days are over. About every situation. When you be ministered to tonight, there's a secret God going to tell you that's going to set you into a position to win every time. You're going to have to be listening. All right, so he says, the eyes of your understanding being light, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? Greatness. The greatness of what? Of his power. So you're supposed to be operating in what? Great power. And the church not operating in it like she should. Even us who, you're a remnant in this ministry because you're here for prayer and you come to Bible study, you're a remnant. We got to get stronger. The remnant got to get stronger to hold up the rest of the church. You didn't hear me? See? According to the working might, but what you wrote in Christ, verse 20, when you raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. So we know where Christ is, right? Yes, sir. Now notice verse 21. I want you I want you, before you look at verse 21, I want you to look at your problem. Look at what you might be dealing with today. Look at what you might be dealing with tonight. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I want you to look at it from this avenue, from this advantage point. Far above anything you're dealing with. All principalities and power, all of them. And might, and dominion, everything. Everything, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So pray along that few for these few minutes. We got about 15 minutes or 14 minutes to set the service up for extraordinary revelation. Now, we ministered and got a lot of people online. I don't know how many. Somebody found out how many members I got online. But we just 39 live connected right now, but you know they're all going to come. Revelation and anointing are so important. I didn't say reading and I got the answer. I said revelation and anointing is so important. Reading and say I got the answer is not, because you're probably reading the logos. What's your grandfather's name was? Joy? What his name was? Austin. He the one turned that church over to me. I need a picture of him. You ain't got no picture? Try to find one somewhere from some of your kindred. I need a picture of him because it happened so fast. I don't remember what happened. It happened so fast. Why you get over on that? Because he was a part of all this. He just turned the church over to me and said, y'all take this young man. I'll resign today. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now y'all got to understand, we touching the world. Who want to be touched. All right? But your life got to... So, go ahead and pray. Pray these next few months. Pray in the Spirit. Shut up. Now, write this down and date it. Life change. Life change. Tonight, your life will change. Put the date by it and watch your life. Watch your life from this night forward. Life change. All right, great. Then I want you to notice something. Go back to that scripture. I want to show you something because the shifting going to take divine attention. You got to cross all religious, pass through religious crowds and not stop. Keep going because you're going to another dimension in the spirit. So notice what he says when he started in my Bible in the 15th verse. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. So faith and love was already there. See what I'm saying? You can have faith and love and not move in the depth of who you really are unless you train. And so from that point, from that verse, he goes down and say all of those. Those other things you're supposed to be operating in too. So it's almost saying faith and love is not enough. That almost sounds unscriptural, you know. But then the apostle Ammon to develop the spiritual government in those people say we're going to need to add this to your faith and your love. So I'm asking the Father to add to your faith and love. You're not just walking in love, you're just not operating in faith. But I want you to have, if you go to the next verse, I have to give thanks and making you amen in my prayer, 17 verse, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. That's a big word right there. Glory. Glory is not just a saying word, just saying the word glory. Glory put you in the atmosphere of God fully. And so he's saying, you're not going to have to just operate in faith and love, but you're going to know how to stand in glory. You see what I'm saying? The apostle is praying them out of regular religion, a regular condition, a regular teaching, a regular singing, a regular dancing. See, there's a promotion anointing. Write that down. Promotion anointing here that the Lord Jesus Christ want to bring to the church. You started getting some Sunday, you'll get something else different. This is gonna be shocking to you. You really got. And after tonight, you're going to be the user. You'll be able to cause things to happen. Now, y'all drop the mic and everything. Cause things to happen in the spirit world. Cause things to happen in the spirit world. Cause things to happen in the spirit world. Cause things to happen. Because of you. Because of your connection. You follow me? So actually, Wednesday night will be one of the greatest nights in your life. Hey, that's something. Isn't that something? And I mean, God, you know, God don't have no special day. He just God every day. If he got somebody listening, he'll talk because he want his plan carried out. So one of the things we have learned, we're not in Christ or in God to get what we want. We got to shut that down. Won't get what he want. Once he get what he want, the flood coming. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We can't go by what all these people are saying. These people have been on the same level for the last 200 years. When revelation and anointing connect and a calling connect and holiness and sanctification connect, you can grow. So don't y'all let me waste my life. Pay attention. Pay attention because this is my whole life. Along with my family, this is my whole life. So pay attention. These things don't just happen. God don't just reveal himself just to reveal himself. Take this. No, he got to know you're ready for it. And you got to know you got to know things are about to be different. Your prayer life, your scripture life, your family life, everything is about to be different. The thing that seemed like holding you back can't hold you no more. Because once I heard the word lock, I started praying in tongues, and he started showing me how to unlock. So actually, to a certain degree, all of us will be unlocked tonight. There are areas in the spirit that you're going to be able to go to, and you're going to know why you're going, and so much, like, for lack of a better word, you're going to drive with your windows down. You ain't worried about nothing happening to you. You can throw what they want, throw it. They won't get even the window down. They can't hit you. Amen. Because you're going to be in another realm. Some of y'all don't have enough joy. You love God and you're doing, but you're not happy. You're really not happy. Well, tonight you get your happiness. Amen. Y'all better listen to me. Tonight you get your joy. Don't care what you're contending, what you're dealing with. Tonight you get your joy. Look like. Sometimes it looks like nobody don't care for you. Don't worry about that. Tonight you're going to get a revelation that you don't care what care. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, man, this is so powerful. Oh, man. Y'all pray another minute. Add 5 minutes to it. Add 5 more minutes so y'all get a little more brain. And you stop at 10.
Oh my God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.